You're listening to SBS News. India's government says it's negotiating with the United States to import COVID-19 vaccines to help support its own efforts to vaccinate its vast population of 1.3 billion. Indian Ministry of External Affairs spokesman Arindam Bagchi says there's a need to boost supplies with US imports.
The government of India has been making all efforts to augment availability of vaccines in India, whether through enhanced production in the country or through supply from abroad. We remain engaged with US vaccine manufacturers like Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson as part of this effort. We are separately also engaged with the US administration to ensure that necessary components and raw materials for vaccine manufacturing and production in India are readily available and that the supply chains remain open.
More than 337,000 people have died in India from coronavirus, with at least 28 million cases. The United States has announced it will donate 19 million surplus doses to the vaccine sharing program COVAX, which is designed to get vaccines to low and middle-income countries. 6 million doses will go to Latin America and the Caribbean, about 7 million to South and Southeast Asia, and about 5 million to Africa. The donation is in addition to 60 million doses the US already planned to give other countries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received his second dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine and urged people to get vaccinated.
75% of adults who have received their first jab, one in two have now received their second jab. Get the job done, get the jab done, come forward and get your second jab.
Britain has decided to remove Portugal from its quarantine-free travel list. Transport Minister Grant Shapps says it's in recognition of rising case numbers in Portugal and a desire not to jeopardise a further easing of restrictions later this month.
I appreciate this is a difficult decision. I understand that, you know, we are all desperate to see the world return to normal. That can only happen through the domestic unlock first. We all look towards the 21st of June to see what can be done and the data, and we simply don't want to put that at risk.
Public Health England says a mutation of the virus, first detected in India, is now the dominant variant in Britain. A United Nations representative in China has praised the country's public health response to COVID-19 and thanked China for donating almost 600 million vaccine doses. The UN's resident coordinator in China, Siddharth Chatterjee, made the comments in a week when the World Health Organization granted emergency use approval to the Chinese-made Sinovac vaccine.
I myself got the Sinovac vaccine even before WHO approved it, and I've got both my shots, and I feel a sense of great confidence. But I also want to take this opportunity to thank China's using the vaccine as a global public good. And I think that's very important, you know, what it has done in terms of the generosity of contributing close to 600 million doses of vaccines all across the world is very commendable. We need more vaccines in people's arms. That's the only way we will finally end this pandemic.
The Egyptian government has completed the vaccination of all tourism workers in the Red Sea and the South Sinai area. Egypt's economy is heavily reliant on tourism, which accounts for some 12% of the gross domestic product. The Egyptian Minister of Tourism and Antiquities, Khaled El Anani, says the industry is recovering.
Since the beginning of 2021, the industry is recovering in Egypt. We started the year in January with 300,000 tourists per month. We ended last April with 525,000 tourists per month. This represents around 50% of our numbers before the pandemic.
Egypt has reported more than 264,000 cases, including 15,000 deaths. But the actual numbers are thought to be far higher due to limited testing. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.